Okay, we're continuing with the laws of Zmanim when it comes to the morning. We've already dealt with Alos HaShachar, and then we dealt with Netz. The next marker in the morning is a time for Tefillin and Talos, which again is extremely, extremely practical for about 6 months of the year in Toronto. So, what exactly is this time? So again, we're going to have a very non-astronomical definition, which is going to make things extremely complicated. What is the earliest time for Talos and Tefillin? Lechatchila, forget b'di'evet. Says the tour number one, Zman hanchanatam b'boker, mishayurat chavera ragil imo k'tzat. So a person, not your best friend, who hopefully you recognize from a farther distance away, but an acquaintance, I believe, is a proper English translation. Right? So let's say an amma is basically a meter, 4 meters away, again, not in a lit room, it would be dark outside, would you have to recognize who they are? He says, even though really, you really can, this is very important when he's wanting to talk about the Evan, really you can wear tefillin at night. But we don't teach that halachically. Very interesting. Ain morin ken, those of you that at the Sunday morning shir, who also dealt with an issue, halacha v'ain morin ken, okay? Hainu, l'inyan she'im hayu b'rosho v'chashecha she'in tzarich l'chaltzon, meaning that if you're already wearing them, you don't necessarily have to put them away. Aval l'chatchila ein l'nicham kodem l'zman hazeh. L'chatchila, you should put them on for this time. Which is, first of all, you already see here a petach for a heter, should you need to put them on earlier. Which is very important, should you need to catch a flight, or work, or go to a downtown conference, right? Right? So you already see there's some, right? But nonetheless, ideally, you want to not put them on, really make a bracha, until this time that you could actually have a little bit of light, that you could see the person 4 meters in front of you. And if you have to travel, you can even go before. Maybe don't make a bracha. Just move them around at the zman. That's exactly what the bite does. You put tefillin up. Well, most people, you put your tefillin on even before the zman, but you can start davening at Alot HaShachar. When you hit the zman of Mishayakir, those of you the early minyan know that the bite holds Mishayakir is 60 minutes. So meaning the minyan will only start at the earliest time for Alot HaShachar, which is 72 minutes. The davening still get a zimra in 12 minutes. And then once they hit the 12-minute mark, which is 60 minutes before Netz, which is sunrise. And remember, the sunrise is the easiest thing to calculate, right? Relatively easiest thing to calculate, right? Different calculations would only make it off by a minute or so, right? And therefore, you can always use that as the time. So we see the tour gives us a very clear and even tells us you should know that really you can't wear tefillin. It's not awesome wear tefillin at night. The only reason why you can't wear tefillin at night, I'm sure he quotes it later on, is because we're worried that you might fall asleep. How come we're worried that if you might fall asleep with tefillin on? That goes back to our tefillin discussion from a couple months ago. We're worried that maybe it's an issue of you need to have, you're wearing tefillin. You need to make sure you have guvnaki. You have to make sure that you have kavana. You're wearing tefillin. You can't just, not think about your tefillin. So, but I don't think anybody here, when they wake up at 5:30 in the morning and you're ready to go, we're about falling asleep again. Hopefully not, right? So we're much less concerned once you're already in action and moving, getting dressed and getting up. You're never so worried about going back to sleep again. All right, so that's a That's what the tour says, and this is actually mentioned, of course, in the Beis Yosef in number 2, that this is the earliest time for tefillah, which is referring to nachat tefillin. Don't get confused. Tefillah is referring to nachat tefillin. We've seen that already before. That's Rashi. That's the Rif. That's the Rosh. That's all these opinions. And what about ituf batzitzes? What about tzitzes? So here we go. Unclear. Tefillin is clear. Mishayakir. What about when it comes to tzitzes? So it's not a little bit more ambiguous. That being said, with Rambam, this is a different definition. That's mishayakir, not a person 4 amot away. Techelet lelavan. That's the distinction between blue and white. Now, is that earlier or later than your friend? What's easier to recognize? A distinction of color What requires more light? Distinction of color?
Distinction.
Or a person's face?
Color. Definitely distinction of color.
Can I say face just because?
No. Color.
I believe that's a machlokas. That's what I was thinking. Regardless, we're going to say, the Gemara Menachos is Mishayaki, are the differences between the two of them. And if I'm not mistaken, here we go. Took at number 5, the bottom, the middle paragraph. And we'll end with this. A poskim katvu shizman mishi yiret chaviro shehuskar la'alinyan tefillin. Is that the zman mishakim b'tchel lavan? That's the same. That's the same. What's mentioned by the poskim in tefillin is also connected to mishi yakir for tzitzis as well. Gabizor and kriyachim b'shachri zaram poskim. And that is in fact the there is a machlokas exactly which was first halacha lemaisa. We say, you know what? They're actually the exact same. So we're trying to make a decision. What's easier to see, someone's face or color? At the end of the day, we're going, believe it or not, say it's the exact same thing. Why do they make a distinction? The answer is very simple. Why do they make a distinction? The answer is because, let's say you don't have anybody that you can see. If you're putting on tzitzis, but at least the ambiguous definition is just recognizing a person's face or colors.